Zacchaeus and the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This particular text reminds me of many years ago when our children were young. And my oldest son was probably about 7 years old, and he just loved football. And he especially loved the Browns. Now, this was a time when the Browns were not frustrating. They were really a pretty good team, and they were winning. And so my oldest son really got caught up in that, so I decided to take him to one of the Browns' practices. The season was just about to begin, and so we went to one of the practices, and if you've ever been there, you know, you're standing far on the sidelines, and there's just a whole bunch of people, and they're watching the practice. And after the practice, then the guys come, and they have their helmets, and they come back towards the locker room. And many of them sign autographs. Well, there was, you know, a lot of good players on the Browns team that year, but one player stood out. His name was Bernie Kosar. And our son Eric, he just loved Bernie, and he was trying to get his autograph. Now, you can imagine, you know, the crowd was at least four people deep. You know, and everyone, as Bernie's coming off, he really was good about signing autographs. And so he's walking, you know, down the line, and everybody's waving their paper or their hats or whatever they had to get an autograph. And here's my 7-year-old son, and he takes off and finds his way, a path through stealth and determination. And he gets to the front of the line, and everybody's saying, "Bernie, Bernie, Bernie." And he takes my son's paper, and he signs his autograph. So he comes back, and he's very excited. Well, I had taken, my daughter is only 17 months younger than my oldest son, and I had taken her paper, and I had got as close as I could get, and I'm waving my, you know, her paper, and trying to get his autograph, Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. Well, he just passes right by me. And so I come back, and my daughter's really upset that she didn't get Bernie's autograph. Well, my 7-year-old son takes her paper and says, "I'll get it." And he runs down a little further, and, you know, he wiggles his way in through the crowd. And here's this 7-year-old, and he's waving his hand. And, of course, there's a lot of hands waving and a lot of people saying, "Bernie, Bernie, Bernie." Lord, doesn't he sign my son's autograph again? So he had that dogged determination but here's the other thing that as I think back at that, he not only loved football, he not only loved Bernie, he loved his sister. And he didn't want his sister to be upset. And that love is what drove him to get those two autographs. Well, the text today has nothing to do with football. I think you probably understand that. But it has something to do with determined love. And we have a character here that Luke tells this story of when Jesus comes to Jericho. And Jericho could be a rough crowd, you know. But Anyhow, Jesus is coming into Jericho, and we can just imagine that there are, you know, people lined up on the street where the path where he was going, and they're saying, "Jesus, Jesus," you know, they're not looking for his autograph, because they have heard good news. They've heard about the fact that he, you know, made the blind to see, and that he'd cast out demons, and that he shared good news, of the kingdom. And so people were excited about the fact, wow, he may be Messiah. He may be the Son of God. And so they're excited, and the crowds. And Zacchaeus, as the text tells us, wanted to see who Jesus was. Have you ever been a seeker? You know, a seeker is someone who, you know, really wants to know something, wants to look at something, and it's okay to be a seeker. John Westerhoff III wrote a book many years ago called Will Our Children Have Faith? And he talked about the stages of faith, and he talked about experienced faith as a child that we experience from parents or somebody that witnessed to us about the faith. And he also talks about affinity faith, where we have the church, and many of us grew up in a church, and we received faith from the church. And then he called it seeking faith. And that's when we ask questions and we're wondering, we're not quite sure. And I think that's where Zacchaeus was, that he had heard about Jesus, but he just wasn't sure. So he wanted to go see who he was. And it's important. And it was neat that Zacchaeus had that dogged determination, didn't he? Because he was short in stature, you know, the crowd was there and he was short, so he couldn't see where Jesus was. And so he climbs the sycamore tree. And lo and behold, Jesus passes that way. And Jesus looks up and he calls him by name. Zacchaeus, come down. I must be at your house today. What do you think, Zacchaeus? I mean, that had to just floor him, that Jesus would call him by name. But you know, you and I, we understand that Psalm 139 says that when we were being knit in the womb, God was there looking at us. God knows us by name. And I think that's so powerful. And that's why Jesus said that if we can't have the faith of a little child, we can't enter the kingdom. So that whole sense of being a child of God is so powerful. And Zacchaeus must have heard that, and it touched him inside. So he comes down, and it says immediately he came down. Immediately. And so he comes down and he goes to Zacchaeus's house. Now, we have to mention about the crowd that muttered. There's always people who mutter. You see, Jesus cared about Zacchaeus. He was wealthy, and probably a lot of the people in the crowd had been ripped off by Zacchaeus because he was the chief tax collector. He was working for the Romans. So a lot of people didn't like him. Why would Jesus spend time with a guy like that? Even go to his house? Well, we find out, don't we, that when Jesus came to his house, Zacchaeus stood up in front of everybody and said, "I'm going to give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've ripped anybody off, I'm going to pay him back four times the amount that I ripped him off." And what is Jesus' response? "Salvation has come to this house today, for this man too is a child of Abraham." Now here's where Jesus speaks a powerful word. He says, "The Son of Man has come to save the lost, to seek and to save the lost." Now, you may have read the text there where Jesus said in Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door will be opened to you." So on our end, it's important for us to have that determined faith. It's important for us that in the midst of muck and mire, when life isn't so good, that we continually turn to Him. And in the good times, that we count our blessings and name them one by one. Isn't that important? But it's also important to know that Jesus' mission is to seek and to save the lost. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus writes to the seven churches. And the last letter is to the church at Laodicea. Now, it was a nice church, but you know what their difficulty was? They were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold, and he wants to spit them out of his mouth. And at the end of that particular text, he says to the church, he goes, But he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you open the door, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You see, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, come down. I need to be at your house. There was that dogged determination, that love of Jesus that is beyond our comprehension. And that's what's amazing about grace. And so tonight, we are a part of that mission, dear friends. If we have been blessed with God's salvation and our hearts have been strangely warm, guess what? We can go out and seek and to save the lost. We can bring them to Christ. So tonight, dear friends, let us thank God for our blessings. And let us go out and seek and save those who are lost.
Amen.